We continue in our worship with our moment to celebrate Black History Month throughout this month. And today we have Sharon, who's going to be leading us as we celebrate a part of Black history in the life of our country and our church.
I'm a soldier in the Army of the Lord. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier in the Army of the Lord. Many of the people, many of you know who I am talking about by her name, Cecilia, but I call her a soldier. A soldier to me, it withstands endurance, belief, and have a lot of stories to tell you. You'll be seeing pictures of her as I speak. I was honored and privileged this week to be able to go by and have a visit with Cecilia. What an honor it was. I love pictures and stories, and her home is full of love, pictures and stories. And she has a story for everything. And you'd be surprised, some of you guys who are in her house, and you probably don't even know it. But it was a blessing to be able to do that this week. Cecilia, by the way, let me talk about I'm a soldier in the Army, a little bit about Black history for these children. If you go into the Black church at any given time, or have been at any time, and I know Bill Beatty knows about it, and I know Carl Shadley knows about it, because they're pastors, you're going to hear that song. And you know, band, you're not going to hear every note correct. What you're going to hear is the beat, Brother Andre. They might have a drum. Everybody might have a PhD in music. You're going to have a little bit of that tambourine, and you're going to have a little bit of that guitar, as they call it. And they sing that like a chant back and forth in our church. And that's Black history. Cecilia was born not only on February 8th, 1928. She was born during Black History Month. She was born in Meridian, Mississippi. She's the oldest of three siblings. She had a brother and a sister. Her mother passed at a very early age. Her mother was only 25 years old when she passed. And so they were raised by their aunt and uncle, which often happens a lot of time in the African-American family, where they want as much of that nuclear family atmosphere, especially during her time. You know, and it doesn't mean the father is absent or anything like that. Yes, can you hear me? Yes, 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 Cecilia, there she is. And she's 92. We have three people in here that I think that are in their 90s. It's Sister Cecilia, Mother Laverty, and Mother Trowbridge. Three of them. Mother Trowbridge is not here. And I don't know.
Emma,
well, I didn't. Emma is 100. I said we have three in our 90s. She's the icing on the cake. Her father was actually 72 years old when he passed, and in 1986. I mean, her sister died in 1986. Her father, I think, he passed in. He was 72. Her brother passed in 2005 at the age of 73. So they had not a short life, a nice lifeline going on in there. And he was in the military for 28 years, the Air Force. She was baptized at the age of 9 years old in the Mississippi River. She sang in the choir and the church choir. She has 50 years of history in nursing. Prior to coming to California in 1958, she worked as a nurse's aide for 10 years at St. Vincent in Erie, Pennsylvania. She retired from Alkaline Incorporation after 28 years as a certified nurse's aide. She was known to her coworkers as the attorney because they came to her for advice. Her nephew slash son number one, and I'll tell you who son number two is. He is a master chief in the Navy. He was going to be with us this morning, but had another family emergency, I think in San Bernardino in Southern California. Her son number two is none other than our own Ross Laverty. She was invited to Fruitvale Presbyterian Church by Pat Schroeder. She became known for her cooking at Fruitvale, where she cooked many meals and Thanksgiving dinners. Pat was also very instrumental in helping Cecilia obtain her CNA, her Certified Nurse's Certificate. You will see pictures of her up there. One, she says she told Pete when she first walked into Fruitvale Press, I guess Pete was playing pretty good there, and she said, "You know I like to dance." So you will see pictures of her right there. She is an Eastern Star, and she's an ordained deacon, and she is an Eastern Star. For you who do not know about the Eastern Stars, they are a Bible-based organization, a Masonic-style organization, and women became a part of it in the mid-1800s. And they had their separate organizational format than the men. It was very important that they did. They had an inverted five-point star, and each point represented a different heroine in the Bible: Ada, Ruth, Esther, Martha, and Electa. She moved in the building where she lived. She was the first one there in 2002. They, like I said, they celebrated her birthday, the Eastern Star, and they celebrated her neighbors. They celebrated their birth, her Black History Month, and also her Black History Month, and also her birthday. I also got to meet. Many of you might hear the prayer card where she says, "And pray for Terry Joseph." And I was so honored to be able to meet. She took me. She knows everybody in the building knows her, by the way. And I was so honored to be able to go to his house, and he's housebound, and to be able to meet him. And we had a very good fellowship, and of course, we prayed, and we just had a very good time. One of the reasons that I think that I was drawn to Cecilia also, and the children need to hear this about the Black church, about the African-American ancestry. The pastor in the Black church, our ancestors, he was the voice. He was our attorney. He was our psychiatrist. And I say he because it was he for many, many years. He was our voice. So we always had a special relationship with the pastor, and so does Cecilia with Monte. She respects him as we were taught and brought up to respect that pastor in the church. How many of you know what instrument she likes to play? All right now. All right. Thanks to Dave. Raise your hand, Dave, so everybody can see you. And his mother, we are presenting you with your own tambourine, and it has her name on it, so nobody can get it mixed up with anything. So let's sing Happy Birthday. Let's sing.
You ready?
Yes.
Wait, we gotta do the right key.
That's all right.
It's always the easiest song to tell.
That's
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
That she's only 25, and we want to praise God for these moments, because getting to know one another, it's just like Jeff Trowbridge told me several years ago, getting for us to get to know each other, is it helps us to be able to present ourselves and understand the community at large. So let's continue to embrace and strengthen our community with getting to know one another. So we will be able to interact with the community, our communities that are so separated today. May the peace of God be with all of you today.
As Sharon was saying, we are focusing not just on history, but our story. And so that's going to be going forward in the month, is talking about our people and our shared story together. I got to tell you one more thing about Cecilia, and I'm going to out myself right now, is that for a long time, around holidays or when it was my birthday, there would be something hidden in the pulpit. Usually it would be a sweet potato pie or maybe a plate of fried chicken. So I'm going to know who took it in the future if you take it from me. So it is great to celebrate and be together and recognize that we are together the people of God. Amen.